Hi, this is Ansel Adams reporting from CNN.com. I'm at an
pardon me, senor. Ansel Adams, wasn't he a famous painter? Is this your uncle?
I'm in an undisclosed location. And I have with you here Saddam Hussein.
Speed it out, youngie, big dog.
I can't, your breath is too parched. Saddam Hussein, you've recently been captured. When the Americans found you, you had $175,000 on you. American money, all in $100 bills. Why?
First of all, let me say hi from the hole. I was in biggest hole since Hillary Clinton. Oh, it was big hole. I had her, you know. I do Hillary.
Really?
Yes, I did. Let me talk not about Hillary Hole, but the hole I sleep in. What was the question? What did you ask, Saddam?
You had $175,000.
Oh, yes, the money. Very brand new money. Just stealed before war.
Before?
Just stealed before war. You ever see Baghdad hooker? Ah, $20 each. Oh,
so really?
Lots of hooker. Baghdad goat, $50.
Goats?
Well, you know, Saddam get horny. Saddam need a little bit homo.
And so you'd rather have a goat than a $20 hooker?
Well, sometimes I get a hooker and put picture of goat on face. Oh, from the back, it look very good. You ever do goat?
I can't say I've had the pleasure.
You Iranian rope smoker? you smoke that rope? You don't do goat, eh?
Not that I know or will account to. I thought I was doing the interview here.
Hey, may your little brother be gang-raped by a herd of Lebanese goats. May your little brother be gang-raped by a herd of Lebanese goats.
I thought you liked goats.
Oh, no. Lebanese goats, very ugly. that's where jokes he is. His Saddam tell joke is very funny.
When are you going to do stand-up comedy at the Improv, Saddam?
Well, we're still talking about with manager.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's go back to hole.
Okay.
I spent, 9 months, maybe more in hole.
What did you do in that hole?
Well, I'm glad you asked. There's lots of hole, not so bad. Not such a bad place to live. I have internet radio. I have TV and cable. You know that guy. What's that guy that with the big nose? Geraldo.
Geraldo Rivera.
His show, where American Army helps the dog man, help me get in hole in time.
So you were watching Geraldo.
Geraldo, he very good. Just right next to Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer, yes.
He's very Springer. But I have internet radio, you know.
Internet radio. So in the hole, you had internet radio. Have you ever...
You might want to know which bands
which
I like to listen to. Which band? Let me tell you, Saddam, tell you. You know who I listen to?
In the hole, who did you listen to?
In the hole, with my... I listened to Attila and Dave.
I don't think I've heard of
very
Attila
snappy,
and Dave.
Very snappy, very snappy. Hey, I also listen to Carnival Man. You listen to Carnival Man?
I can't say I've had the pleasure of listening to...
Hey, let me...
Who is Carnival Man?
Saddam, do Carnival Man for you. Okay. We do a roll call.
Okay.
In chat tonight, we have the ever-virgilant Sarah Janie and Gyro. This is Carnival Man. I do pretty good, eh?
Okay.
I know other DJ, too.
Who would that be?
Well, what's your favorite DJ?
Mine would probably be Papa J.
Papa J.
Papa J's matinee.
He very big in the halls. All the halls like a listen, Papa J, Saturday night, every hall, you hear Papa J.
At 7 p.m.
7 p.m. on the Pacific time. That's over in America time.
Okay.
Yeah, we listen to Papa J. Matter of fact, you see this beard. I grow this in honor of Papa J. You notice how it's kind of sticking together.
Yes, I noticed that.
And it's a salt and pepper look. It's very Papa J. Guys say, hey, you look most like Papa J, all of us in holes.
Yeah, I'm glad they're going to clean you up in a second.
Well,
here.
Before they clean up, you see this little splotch here? This is where I drool Rice Krispies into my beard for authenticity.
You can get that out of my face now.
Okay, well, I just want you to experience beard up close.
Well, with the Rice Krispies on my pants now.
You Yankee pig. Dog, you know that? Did I tell you? You are an imperial son of mother whore.
I'm going to take away the goats.
Oh, can you make sound like goat? I've been down here a long time.
depends on what you can do.
Give me a sound like a goat. Okay, thank you. That's enough. I feel better now. I go back in the hole.
And apparently you had everything down in the hole.
Down
so to speak,
hole, yeah,
so
yeah.
to speak.
I down in the hole, I guess.
So, were there any TV shows that you watched?
TV shows, yeah. You know, Jerry Springer, like I say, you ever see that one where he sleep with, the girl sleep, she lesbian, sleep with the boyfriend, brother's cousin? That's my favorite episode. You see that one?
That's on every day.
Okay, that's the one. Yeah, I watch that every day. It's very
okay.
We like to pretend we're on Jerry Springer. We sometimes pull our shirts up and say, look at my boobies, look at my boobies.
And being that you're living in a hole, that's like living in the trailers that the people on Jerry Springer.
Well, he's kind of, they live in trailer? I knew something similar to them. I knew I'd seen them someplace.
Now, Saddam, you do realize that Jerry Springer is really made fun of in America.
No. Jerry Springer, revered man. Hey, you know who make fun of? That little short Texan guy. He scares shit out of me.
The short Texan guy.
Short Texan, George W. something. That guy who wants to always have war.
The hotline.
We have phone in hold, too. Did I mention phone in hold? Hey, someone else in hold, pick up phone, please. Now, I'm sorry.
Now, I noticed that every now and then you lose your accent.
Well, it's not... funny you bring that up. It's not that I lose
I
accent.
Thought so.
When I was a child, my parents move a lot. Like, we live in India. You got a little India in my accent.
Okay, I can hear some of that.
Yeah, a little bit in Canada, eh? We spent some time in Canada, eh? So I got some of that. Okay. And then shout out to the homeboys in Brooklyn. Yo, this Saddam. Remember Saddam? Yo, brother. I'm the brother with the schnitzel. Okay. So I got, you know, I'm pretty metropolitan.
Metropolitan. Okay, everyone should be.
Cosmopolitan.
Everybody should be metropolitan.
Yes. There's other questions I was hoping you ask. I forget what they were. Do you remember?
No, I don't, and it's not written on my sheet.
Oh, it must. What sheet? You have sheet? I don't have sheet.
I have an interview sheet that everyone at CNN has.
Oh, what about you know the people I kill?
That's not on. Okay. So what about the people you killed?
Well, you such good straight man. I have to admit.
Okay.
You should get a job in stand up.
That's why I don't go for goats. I'm a straight man.
Yes, this thing about me killing all these Kurdish people, this big, big misunderstanding.
Oh, why did you kill the... Okay.
Yeah, this very,
why did you kill thousands of your own citizens?
This was big... Yes, the one. That's the question I was wondering why you don't ask. This very big misunderstanding. You see, we were field testing Lysol mustard scent. It said mustard said it was supposed to make whole desert smell
that's
like
right,
wet camel. Right? So we took out the big canisters. We sprayed desert, sprayed desert. Everywhere we sprayed, people fall down on the ground dead.
Okay.
It was just a mistake. So just forget about it. Don't ask no more about the mustard spray. It was Lysol. Okay, next question.
What about bootlegs? Training bootlegs?
Well, it's also funny you mentioned bootlegs.
Okay.
We have bootlegs here at... did you say bootleg or bootleg?
Not goat legs.
Goat leg, very good. You ever eat goat leg? Sometimes after you hama with the goat. You eat the goat. That's another story. Yes,
okay.
We have very special rare accordings. You know, sometimes they accord the Saddam. They accord him and they play him back on the radio.
Okay.
And sometimes people tape record that and sell to other people.
Say,
I trade you one recording of Saddam for two of Khomeini.
Oh.
Wow, you remember Khomeini? He was big. Now Saddam, big man.
Well, that sounds like a lopsided trade, though.
Well, it depends on which, you know, which is your favorite. Khomeini, you know, he don't speak English, so that's kind of funny to listen to. You've got to admit. Hare Allah, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. That might be somebody else. I forget.
Well, I hear if you're pretty nice, there's a certain individual named Martin Kay who will trade you four CDs.
We hear of him, too.
If you give him 48 CDs.
I see Martin Kay. He said all his stuff, finest quality. Everything I see, only rate AA+. One A minus. I guess you have C plus. One A minus. If you have B plus, it must be static.
And I assume they're all recorded off of DAT masters.
Well,
and
must be. How else could get A? How else could get A?
By lying.
Oh, okay. I haven't touched that. I'm not thinking of lying. Okay, well.
Let me see. Okay, well, why don't I do
outro? Is that what you say?
Why don't you indicate the next song, Saddam?
Since I'm the guest on your interview, I tell you what song come up
please
next.
Please be.
You hear of Swedish group ACT?
Yes.
I understand Swede going to be on your show later.
We do
make fun of you then.
We have some we have some interview footage courtesy of Martin K. of the Flower Kings.
Okay, well, Saddam, look forward because always listen matinee.